This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to control your physical expression when you feel angry, anxious, or overwhelmed. A practical system for managing body language when emotions run high. In short, after reading this, you will have a clear, step-by-step system for controlling your physical expression when anger, anxiety, or overwhelm hit. Recognize the physical signals your body sends before you speak. Use deliberate breath and posture resets to interrupt the stress response. Practice these techniques until they work under real pressure. Definition: physical expression control is the ability to manage your body language, posture, facial expressions, and gestures when emotions run high. It means your nonverbal signals reflect your intended message rather than your emotional state, particularly in high-stakes moments. You are in a difficult meeting. Someone says something that cuts right through you. You feel the heat rise in your chest, your jaw tightens, your shoulders pull up, and before you have said a single word, everyone in that room knows you are angry. The conversation is already going sideways, and you have not spoken yet. This is the real challenge of physical expression control. Your body reacts faster than your brain can intervene. Most people know they should stay calm. Knowing that does not help when your nervous system is already in full alarm. The problem is not willpower. It is the absence of a trained, practiced system that kicks in before the damage is done. In this guide, you will get a clear, practical process for physical expression control that you can use immediately. If you want to understand how emotional flooding affects your team's performance more broadly, the article on what is the amygdala hijack and how it silently blocks team synergy in high-pressure moments is a strong companion to what follows here. Why controlling body language under pressure is harder than it looks. Knowing that your body language matters and actually managing it in a charged moment are two completely different things. Most people have read something about posture or facial expression. Very few can apply it when they are furious or terrified. Here is why this is genuinely difficult. Your stress response moves faster than your awareness. By the time you notice that your shoulders are up around your ears and your face is closed off, the signal is already sent. Other people have read it. The dynamic has shifted. Catching yourself after the fact is not the same as preventing it. Emotion and physicality are deeply linked. You do not just feel angry in your mind. You feel it in your hands, your jaw, your chest, your eyes. Trying to manage your physical expression without addressing the physical dimension of the emotion itself is like trying to bail water with a sieve. High-stakes moments reduce your capacity. The conversations where you most need composure are precisely the ones where your cognitive resources are most taxed. Emotional flooding narrows your attention and makes self-monitoring significantly harder. Old patterns run deep. If you grew up in an environment where raised voices or rigid silence were the default responses to conflict, those patterns are encoded in your muscle memory. Overriding them takes more than intent. You cannot see yourself. You know what your face looks like at rest. You have no real-time mirror in a meeting room. Your internal sense of how you appear is often wildly inaccurate under pressure. The goal is not to eliminate these difficulties. It is to build a system that works in spite of them. The foundation. What do you need before you start? Before you begin, there are three things that need to be clear. Number one. Your personal stress signature. You have specific physical patterns that emerge when you are angry, anxious, or overwhelmed. For some people, it is a clenched jaw. For others, it is crossed arms, a dropped gaze, or rapid shallow breathing. You need to know yours before you can intercept them. Spend time in reflection or ask someone who knows you well. You cannot manage what you have not yet named. Number two, a commitment to preparation, not performance. Physical expression control is not about faking composure. It is about practicing real regulation until it becomes available to you under pressure. This distinction matters because performance collapses under stress, but prepared physical habits hold. Treat this as a skill to train, not a mask to wear. Number three, the understanding that your body leads your mind. Decades of observation have shown me this change in your physical posture genuinely shifts your internal state, not just your appearance. If you adopt a grounded, open stance, your nervous system responds. This is not motivational speak. It is physiology. Trust the process enough to let the body lead. Get these right first. The steps that follow will not work without them. Step 1. Build a body scan practice before the pressure hits. This step creates the self-awareness that makes every other step possible. You cannot intercept physical signals you have never learned to notice. A daily body scan, practiced when you're calm, trains your attention to read your own physical state accurately. Over time, this same attention becomes available to you during charged moments. Here is how to do it. Number 1. Set aside 3 minutes each morning, seated or standing, and move your attention systematically from your feet to your scalp. Number 2. At each point, note whether you're holding tension, holding your breath, or collapsing your posture without realizing it. Number 3. Name what you find without judgment. My shoulders are raised. My jaw is tight. My breathing is shallow. Number 4. Release each point of tension, deliberately lower the shoulders and clench the jaw. Take one slow breath. Number 5. Over 2 weeks, do the same scan once mid-morning and once before any significant conversation. Here is what this looks like in practice. You are preparing for a difficult one-to-one with a colleague who has been undermining you in team meetings. Before you walk into the room, you run a 30-second version of the scan. You notice your hands are slightly clenched. You open them, press your palms flat against your thighs briefly, and take one deliberate breath. You walk in grounded. The conversation has a different quality before it begins. After 2 weeks of this practice, your body awareness starts operating in real time rather than retrospect. Step 2. Identify your emotional trigger points. This step gives you a map of the specific situations that compromise your physical expression. Not all moments hit you equally. Certain words, tones, or dynamics reliably push you toward anger or anxiety. Knowing your specific triggers means you can prepare your physical responses in advance rather than improvising when you are already flooded. Understanding your patterns is a form of strength, not weakness. Write down 3 to 5 situations in the past year where your physical expression worked against you: meetings, conversations, presentations, disagreements. For each one, identify what specifically triggered the physical response: a tone of voice, a specific phrase, a dynamic like being interrupted or dismissed. Note what your body did in each case: jaw, hands, posture, eyes, breathing. Look for the pattern. Most people have 2 or 3 core triggers rather than dozens. Write a 1-sentence physical cue for each trigger. When I am interrupted, I hold my breath and stiffen. This mapping exercise takes 30 minutes. It will save you years of reactive damage. Understanding how emotional flooding affects not just you, but your team is covered well in signs your team's amygdala hijack problem is destroying synergy in real time, which I recommend reading alongside this. Once you know your triggers, you are no longer reacting. You are preparing. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Step 3. Apply the 4-point physical reset. This step is your in-the-moment intervention. It is the core tool of this entire system. When you feel a trigger hit and you recognize the physical cascade beginning, you need a reset that is fast, invisible, and reliable. The 4-point reset addresses the 4 main areas where stress manifests physically: breath, jaw, shoulders, and hands. Practiced enough, it takes under 10 seconds. Here is the exact sequence. Number 1. Breath. Take one slow breath in through your nose for 4 counts, hold briefly, and exhale through your mouth for 6 counts. This directly activates the parasympathetic nervous system. Number 2. Jaw. Unclench your back teeth. Let your tongue rest on the roof of your mouth rather than pressing forward. This releases the facial tension that reads as aggression or fear. Number 3. Shoulders. Roll them back and down deliberately, not in an exaggerated way, just enough to open your chest and drop the defensive posture. Number 4. Hands. Uncurl your fingers. Place your hands flat on a surface if possible, or let them hang open at your sides. Here is how this sounds in a real scenario. You are presenting quarterly results, and a senior stakeholder interrupts with a sharp, dismissive challenge. You feel the heat rise. Before you respond, you exhale slowly and clench your jaw, drop your shoulders 1/2 inch, and open your hands. Then you say, "That is a fair point. Let me address it directly." You have bought yourself 6 seconds and a credible physical presence. The room reads confidence, not retreat. The 4-point reset only works if you have drilled it enough times when calm that it is automatic when you are not. Step 4. Manage your facial expression deliberately. Your face is the most powerful nonverbal transmitter you have, and the hardest to control. Microexpressions, the flickers of genuine emotion that cross your face in a fraction of a second, are largely beyond conscious control in the moment. What you can control is your resting facial tone, your eye contact, and the deliberate expressions you choose to place after those involuntary flickers pass. Practice a neutral, open expression in a mirror, due relaxed, eyes soft but engaged, no tight smile or compressed lips. When you feel a strong emotion, let your face reset to neutral before you speak. This may take 2 seconds. Take them. Maintain steady eye contact during difficult exchanges. Looking away reads as discomfort or dishonesty. Looking too hard reads as aggression. Aim for the kind of eye contact you would give someone you genuinely respect. Avoid the tight smile used to mask anger. People read it immediately, and it erodes trust faster than an honest expression would. When someone says something that genuinely surprises or challenges you, nod once slowly before responding. This signals processing, not submission. Building this capacity is closely connected to the broader work of emotional intelligence. The article on the role of emotional intelligence and team synergy explores how facial and emotional awareness operates at the team level. Your face cannot lie indefinitely, but it can hold steady long enough for your words to do the right work. Step 5. Use posture and space to ground yourself. Your posture is not just a signal to others. It is a direct message to your own nervous system. Research in physiology has long confirmed what practitioners have known for decades: collapse your posture, and your confidence follows. Open it, and something shifts internally. In high-pressure moments, deliberate postural choices are one of the most direct forms of self-regulation available to you. When seated, feel the full weight of your body through your sit bones, both feet flat on the floor. This is grounding in the most literal sense. Avoid crossing your arms or legs in tense conversations. This closes your physical presence and reads as defensive, even when you do not intend it. Lean slightly forward when you want to signal engagement rather than aggression. Forward lean combined with an open, relaxed upper body communicate strength and connection simultaneously. Stand with your weight evenly distributed when presenting or speaking in a group. Avoid swaying, rocking, or stepping backward repeatedly. These signal anxiety. Occupy the space you are given. People who feel overwhelmed often physically shrink. Hold your natural space. Here is what this looks like in practice. A colleague raises their voice during a disagreement. Your instinct is to lean away. Instead, you plant your feet, keep your back straight, and lean just slightly in. You say calmly, "I hear you. Let me respond to what you are saying." Your posture signals that you are not intimidated and not aggressive. The conversation has a chance. Good posture is not arrogance. It is the physical foundation of clear, direct, respectful communication. If the link between physical presence and psychological safety interests you, that article is worth your time. Step 6. Prepare your physical expression before high-stakes moments. Reactive management under full pressure is the hardest place to practice anything. The real work happens before the conversation begins. Every significant conversation carries predictable emotional weight. You know roughly what territory will be covered, who will be in the room, and what is likely to trigger you. That knowledge is an asset you are not yet fully using. Identify the 2 or 3 moments in an upcoming conversation that are most likely to challenge your physical composure. Rehearse your 4-point reset in the minute before you enter the room or join the call. Decide in advance what your physical default will be when those moments arrive: seated, feet flat, hands open, shoulders down. If the conversation involves delivering difficult feedback, practice saying the hardest sentence aloud while maintaining open, relaxed body language. The physical habit needs to be connected to the specific words. After the conversation, review what your body did. Note where the system held and where it broke down. Adjust for next time. This kind of preparation is directly connected to the quality of trust in a team environment. The article on how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy examines how individual composure contributes to collective safety. For the feedback-specific dimension, emotional intelligence and feedback conversations is worth reading alongside this step. Preparation is not anxiety. It is respect for the conversation and for yourself. Step 7. Recover quickly when your physical expression breaks down. Here's the truth of it: even with the best system in place, there will be moments when your body gets ahead of you. Recovery is part of the process. When you notice, mid-conversation, that your physical expression has slipped, the worst thing you can do is flood with self-judgment. That adds another layer of emotion to the stack and compounds the problem. What you need instead is a practiced recovery move. Notice without judgment. Say internally, "My body just did that. I'm going to reset now." Apply the 4-point reset immediately, even mid-sentence if needed. A pause to breathe reads as thoughtfulness, not weakness. Adjust your posture as smoothly as you can. You do not need to announce the reset. Just do it. If the breakdown was visible enough that it has affected the other person, a brief acknowledgement builds more trust than pretending it did not happen. I want to be straightforward with you. Let me try at again. After the conversation, write a 2-line note on what happened and what you will do differently. Not as self-criticism, as data. The empathy required to repair a moment of physical breakdown extends beyond yourself. The article on how empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy speaks directly to this kind of repair in team contexts. Recovery is not failure. It is the evidence that the system is working. Adapting this process for remote and hybrid settings. Remote communication strips away much of the physical context that makes in-person regulation more intuitive and introduces new challenges that require specific adjustments. Camera as mirror. On a video call, you can see yourself in real time. This is both an opportunity and a distraction. Briefly glance at your own image to check for visible tension at the start of a difficult conversation, but then stop watching yourself. Monitoring your own face mid-conversation fragments your attention and makes you appear less present. Reduced physical anchors. In a room, you have a chair, a floor, a table. On a call, you may be standing in a hallway or slumped on a sofa. Before any high-stakes remote conversation, sit upright in a stable chair with feet on the floor. This is non-negotiable. Your posture still sends signals, even through a screen, and it still affects your internal state. Compression of nonverbal signals. A camera framing your face and shoulders cuts off most of your body language. This concentrates the signal into your face and voice. Facial expression control becomes even more important in remote settings because it is carrying almost all of the nonverbal load. Longer emotional lag. On video, there's often a slight delay, and energy does not transmit the way it does in a room. You may feel like you are being ignored or dismissed when you are simply dealing with the compression of the medium. Practice a slower, more deliberate pace. Pause a beat longer than feels natural before responding. The core process holds in every setting. Only the application changes. Common mistakes to avoid. Let me tell you about the mistakes I see most often. I have made most of them myself. The mistake: trying to suppress the emotion rather than regulating the physical response. Why it happens: people confuse composure with suppression and attempt to force the feeling down rather than working with the body. What to do instead? Let the emotion exist internally. Focus your effort on what your body is doing, not on eliminating the feeling itself. The mistake: waiting until the moment of crisis to apply these techniques. Why it happens: people assume the techniques will be available on demand without practice. What to do instead? Drill the 4-point reset daily for 2 weeks before you need it. Muscle memory is built in calm, not in chaos. The mistake: using a tight, managed smile as a substitute for genuine composure. Why it happens: people want to appear fine and reach for the most obvious mask. What to do instead? Choose a neutral, open expression instead. A genuine neutral is more credible and less exhausting to hold than a performed smile. The mistake: overcorrecting physically after a breakdown, making the adjustment obvious. Why it happens: self-consciousness drives exaggerated correction. What to do instead? Make small, gradual adjustments. A smooth reset is invisible. A dramatic one draws attention to the very moment you are trying to move past. The mistake: skipping preparation before conversations you already know will be difficult. Why it happens: people underestimate how much the pre-conversation state shapes the in-conversation performance. What to do instead? Build a 2-minute physical preparation ritual before every high-stakes conversation. It changes the trajectory before the first word is spoken. These are not character flaws. They are gaps in the system. Fix the system. Your practical checklist. Use this checklist before you begin and after each practice cycle. I have identified my personal stress signature, the specific physical signals my body sends when I'm angry, anxious, or overwhelmed, I have committed to a daily body scan practice for at least 2 weeks. I have written down my 3 to 5 most consistent emotional trigger points. I know the exact 4-point reset sequence: breath, jaw, shoulders, hands. I have practiced the 4-point reset at least 10 times when calm, so it is available under pressure. I have practiced maintaining steady, open eye contact in low-stakes conversations this week. Before my next significant conversation, I will identify the 2 most likely trigger moments and decide in advance how I will respond physically. I have reviewed at least 1 recent conversation and noted where my physical expression worked and where it did not. I know the difference between suppressing emotion and regulating my physical response. I have a recovery protocol ready for when my physical expression breaks down mid-conversation. If you cannot check most of these, that is your starting point. Summary and next steps. You now have a complete, practical system for physical expression control that you can begin using before your next difficult conversation. This is not theory. Every step in this guide has been tested in real conditions over many years, and it works when you practice it consistently. Here is what to carry forward. Your body reacts to emotional pressure before your conscious mind catches up. Building self-awareness through daily body scans is the foundation of everything else. Know your specific triggers. A personalized map of your physical reactions is worth more than any generic advice about body language. The 4-point reset, practiced until automatic, is your most reliable in the moment tool. Breath, jaw, shoulders, hands. In that order. Your posture sends messages to your own nervous system, not just to other people. Use it deliberately. Prepare your physical expression before high-stakes conversations. Reactive management is the hardest place to start. Recovery is part of the system, not a sign that the system failed. These skills compound over time. Every conversation where you practice is a deposit in a long-term account. For deeper context on how these individual physical skills connect to team dynamics, read The Role of Emotional Intelligence in Team Synergy and How Empathy Bridges and Team Communication Create the Conditions for Lasting Synergy. If feedback conversations are where your physical expression tends to break down, emotional intelligence in feedback conversations will give you targeted tools for exactly that context. Physical expression control is not about becoming someone different. It is about making sure the person you actually are comes through clearly, even when everything in you wants to shut down or explode. Frequently asked questions. What is physical expression control in communication? Physical expression control is the ability to manage your body language, posture, facial expressions, and gestures under emotional pressure. It means your physical signals match your intended message, rather than broadcasting stress, anger, or anxiety before you say a single word. How do you control physical expression when you feel angry? Start by noticing where your body is holding tension. Slow your breathing deliberately and clench your jaw and hands and lower your shoulders. These physical resets interrupt the stress response before it drives your posture and facial expression into signals that damage the conversation. Why is physical expression control so difficult under pressure? When you feel threatened or overwhelmed, your nervous system triggers a stress response before your rational mind catches up. Your body reacts first, shoulders rise, jaw tightens, eyes narrow. By the time you notice, the signal has already been sent to everyone watching. Can you improve physical expression control with practice? Yes, and practice is the only way it becomes reliable. Controlled breathing, regular body scans, and rehearsing high-stakes scenarios in low-stakes conditions all build the muscle memory you need to manage your physical signals when it counts most. How does physical expression affect communication in the workplace? Your body language shapes how people interpret your words before they process the words themselves. A clenched jaw during feedback, crossed arms in a disagreement, or a rigid posture in a team meeting all send messages you did not intend, often louder than anything you say. What is the connection between physical expression and the amygdala hijack? When the amygdala hijack occurs, your brain's threat response overrides rational thinking and drives your body into defensive or aggressive postures automatically. Controlling your physical expression in those moments requires practice techniques that interrupt that physical cascade before it escalates the situation. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.